This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Morgan Felchner is the editor of Campaigns and Elections magazines, online at campaignsandelections.com. She joins us on the long line from her office in Washington. Good afternoon, Morgan.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, the June issue of Campaigns and Elections has a big cover story about one Barack Obama. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, this is one of the profiles in our series. We're doing a series on the presidential candidates. Right now, we're just doing the big four. And we look at early experiences in their life, and we see how those experiences might actually impact them if they were to win, and how they would lead based on these new experiences.
And what did we learn about Barack Obama in that regard?
In Barack Obama's profile, we had a lot of really interesting stories about his time at Harvard, but also when he was a community organizer in Chicago. The one pretty, most interesting thing to me is that even back when he was a 23-year-old community organizer in Chicago, he was working with other people and teaching the activists how to advocate for themselves, not just advocating for them on their behalf. He gave people tools to help them benefit themselves and benefit their own lives. And that's a theme that we've seen really translate into his presidential campaign.
You mean a Democrat that actually teaches people how to fish? Might we have one?
it seems like based on his past, we do.
Wow, that's really interesting. And what else did we learn about him? Anything? He has written a book, hadn't he?
He has. He's actually written two now. The first book he wrote was Faith from My Father. I think that was the name of it. And he talked a whole lot about his experiences growing up, because he grew up in partially Indonesia and Hawaii, and he has kind of this past that isn't really that well known. We don't talk about that too much in this article. We more talk about his early political experiences and how that impacted him. The other main thing we talk a lot about is his time at Harvard, where he was the first black editor of the prestigious Harvard Law Review. And he actually gave speeches to students when they first came in, law students. And interestingly enough, one of the speeches, as a third-year student, he gave a speech to first years who were just entering law school, and Arthur Davis, Democratic congressman from Alabama, was in the audience. And to this day, Arthur Davis says, when I met him, it was clear to me that this was someone of an extreme sophistication, and he believed he was going to be a Supreme Court justice or a political figure. He said he knew that day that Barack Obama was going to be someone that he would know in the future, and it turned out he was.
My guest is Morgan Felchner, the editor at Campaigns and Elections magazine. The June issue is out now. Morgan, his unique background, he's not a guy from Hope. He didn't grow up in a log cabin. He's not from the Midwest. He's not from the South. He sort of grew up all over and even outside of the country. Is that a strong suit, or does that make him vulnerable, you think?
I think it makes him a little bit vulnerable. When you actually hear his background and you see where he grew up and you see Indonesia on there, people kind of get a little bit confused. And I think that people are looking for somebody who is, a hometown American, kid who grew up in, whatever hometown they want across the country. But I also think that in this particular election cycle, he is a breath of fresh air for so many people. And he has drawn on all of these experiences to really come up with a platform where he believes in kind of the hope for the country. And he's able to really portray that. So in a normal election year, I think it might hurt more than it will this time. But I still think that when people hear it, they think Indonesia. Now, where is that, and why would I have a president who actually spent time and grew up there?
Yeah, that's a good point. And for a lot of people on the left, he's at an advantage because he's not Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. Right now, I mean, the four profiles that we did are Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Mitt Romney, and John McCain. So far, we have Romney and Clinton left to do, but those are the four big candidates as we see it. And for Democrats right now, the thing that's been really surprising me the most is that there is not this universal support for Hillary Clinton among women. A lot of women are really excited about Barack Obama and excited about what he kind of brings to the party, and they see this vision that he has. And they're excited that it's not necessarily Hillary Clinton. It's somebody new. Even though he doesn't have a lot of experience, which could be used against him, he also comes in with a lot of ideas and with fresh ideas that Hillary Clinton might not have from her more experience in politics.
Morgan Felchner, the editor at Campaigns and Elections magazine, online at campaignsandelections.com. Morgan, the June issue of your magazine also includes a look at the business side of running a campaign, the money that's involved in actually getting somebody out there in front and hopefully into office. What's to learn there? What can you tell us about that?
Well, in that particular article, we look at how you have to spend money to make money. Fundraising costs a lot of money, and while people know that the candidates are raising millions and millions of dollars, what they kind of forget is that they're spending a lot of money to raise that money. What we looked at event fundraisers, and each issue we try to do one article that really looks at the business of politics, and in this particular issue we chose to do event fundraising mostly. We have a couple of different people who we talk to and very different breakdowns of how much they think an event should cost. We have one Republican fundraiser who says that her event costs at least 30% of the money raised. We have other people who say 10%, and we have some people who even say they like to keep their cost to 5%. So it's really kind of a diverse answer, and I think that it really depends on the type of event, but what we found out is that you know, no matter who you are, Republican or Democrat, and if you're saying 30 or 10%, the goal is to get the most money raised for your candidate and obviously to keep the cost as low as possible. So they're trying to avoid, in one case, there were these bronze medals that one candidate had given out to everybody at his at his dinner. And it was the silliest thing the fundraiser thought, because it cut into the profits so much that they hardly made any money, but the candidate thought it looked nice. The thing that we found out here is that fundraisers are constantly trying to tell their candidates no.
Right, right.
Don't do that, even though it looks good, even though your supporters might like it. It's really going to hurt you in the end, because you're putting their money that they're giving you, which they think is going to TV ads and direct mail and really things that are going to help the candidate win. They're putting it into bronze medals and giving it back to them.
Yeah.
Instead.
Hey, Morgan, I hate to put you on the spot, but do you know at this point who has the most money among the major candidates for president?
Well, on the Republican side, Mitt Romney had raised the most at the last report. And I don't know off the top of my head what he's done in the interim. But on the Democratic side, I think Hillary Clinton was the one who had raised the most as well. But both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton had raised significant chunks of money. It was a lot closer on their side than it was on the Republican side. Mitt Romney kind of was far and away above everybody else.
Really? Interesting. Even Giuliani.
He had a one-day fundraiser that raised more than I think any other one-day fundraiser ever had.
Wow. And Fred Thompson's not really making a lot of money now, right?
Not yet, but as soon as he says he's running now, but he hasn't officially declared. But he is starting to raise money, and as soon as he really kind of jumps in and goes full force, I think that he'll be able to pull in a lot of money as well. I mean, he has a lot of Hollywood contacts and things like that, which you typically think will go Democratic. But for somebody who's been an actor, I think he's going to be able to capitalize on a lot of those contacts.
That's what I find so funny about Republicans is they love to badmouth Hollywood, and yet they love, a Republican actors,
Exactly. We had Ronald Reagan, and now we'll have Fred Thompson. And he's leading in a lot of polls right now, and a lot of that is novelty. They're a new candidate, and people aren't all that happy with the Republican choices. But, he is going to be a serious candidate, whether people like it or not. And again, he's an actor. He's going to have a lot of money. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Morgan Felchner, the editor at Campaigns and Elections magazine. You can visit them online at campaignsandelections.com. The June issue is out now. Morgan, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.